we are rolling, Tobias. How are you doing today?
Hey, Simon. Thanks. I'm fine. And you?
I am good. I am good. So I am speaking with Tobias from Fullium Factory, right?
Yeah, that's right. Hello, everybody.
Welcome to the show, Tobias.
Yeah, thanks, Simon. It's a great honor to be a guest at your report today.
Oh, I feel humble. Thank you very much for that. So give me a quick intro on who Tobias is before getting into the wrapping business.
Yeah, all right. So my name is Tobias Ziegler. I'm 33 years old and the owner of the Fullium Factory. It's in Germany. Our office is in the heart of Bavaria, in between Munich and Ingolstadt. I had my apprenticeship as a car mechanic, and I always have had a high interest in cars. So car wrapping has become an interesting topic for me. In the beginning, car wrapping was just a hobby. After I wrapped some vehicles from my parents, my car, girlfriend's cars, demand grew so fast, so I decided to attempt some trainings.
So the first cars you did without any knowledge. Did you use YouTube or you just started wrapping?
No, I started wrapping with the hood and I liked it, but it was not so nice. Then I was looking for the right trainings. I did a training by Intax in Germany. It's a big company for 7 days. And after that training, I started wrapping the cars, my car, the parents' cars. And so it became more and more.
Got it. So, but you were still working as a mechanic while you were doing this?
Yeah, before I was still working as a mechanic and I did it in my free time.
So you've always been around cars. You seem to be a guy that loves cars.
Yes. Yes, of course. I've started repairing my scooter with 15. And then I did my apprenticeship, car mechanic, preparing the cars. But it wasn't so interesting. Every day the car come in, I worked on it, it drives out, and nobody can see the difference. Mm. And so I started with car wrapping.
Are we talking about regular cars or are we talking about sports cars? Because I know Bavaria, there's a lot of nice cars over there.
Yeah, at the beginning, we talk about regular cars. Since the last 10 years, it becomes more and more sport cars.
So wait, just explain to everyone out there,
yeah,
what car kind of car companies are around you?
Ingolstadt is Audi. It's 40 kilometers away. And in Munich is BMW. It's, I think, 65 kilometers away. So,
oh, not that bad, right?
No, not so bad. And
no,
the Bavarians like their cars.
It's good for you.
Yeah, of course. We have actually a lot of nice cars here.
All right. So you went to a course, a 7-day course to Intax, right?
Yeah, Intax in Oldenburg. It's the other side of Germany.
What made you choose them?
I think it was the best company for me and one of the companies who has its own courses, lessons, where I can learn it. It was 12 years ago. Nobody did it before.
So did you feel that it was well-paid money? Those 6 days?
Yeah, it was perfect for me. It was the beginning for my job now. We are two pupils and one teacher.
Wow, okay.
And we learned a lot. We learned everything. Bumpers, hood, door handles. And I think it was the beginning for my company, actually, yes.
Got it. So you get back home after the training.
Yeah.
And do you decide to open your own shop right away?
No. We tried our cars, I talked before, yes. Mm. And then after a year, it becomes more and more. Then I was at school again, 2 years for my high level. And during the high level, we began to start more and more car wrapping. And then I decide, come on, let's try it for 2 years. So I founded a company in 2011 and we tried for 2 years, and actually we on the 21, and we are 10 years in car ripping.
So where did you get the name from?
Oh, I was looking, working with Folien. So Germany, the Folien, the name is Germany. It's like foil, and factory is a little, it's English. So we decided and played with the names, looked around. So nobody had this name before. And then I started my company with the Folien factory in Germany.
So, Tobias, you are back then in 2011, you just started Folien factory. From that point on, did you decide to only work on private cars, or you thought, I'll wrap whatever?
Yeah, at the beginning, we did the car wrapping courses, then tint courses and detailing courses. At the beginning, I take whatever I can get. Yeah, with cleaning cars, at the beginning, a lot of cleaning cars and a little bit tinting. And yeah, wrapping at the beginning, just private people, and now also I think 85% are private people, our customers. The rest is our companies, like other car mechanics companies or car dealers.
So I'm gonna put you in the spot here, okay? What is the first car you were ever proud of rapping? I mean, that you were proud with rap itself, how it turned out. Do you remember that one?
I think the first car, I was proud that we can do it. But after that, it was a Audi S5. It was a little bit difficult with design, and it was a cool car with nice wheels and the design and something like that. Yeah, I was proud about this car. Yes, it was the first car. I think it was 2011 or 2011, yeah.
It sounds like you got into the private side of it all pretty quick, right? So you started focusing on private cars, I guess sports cars as well, maybe.
Yeah, of course. My goal was always to get the expensive sport cars from the private people, because I can work with these customers better than with companies. I take my time, talk with them, talk about the cars, about the interests, what they want, what they do want to have, car wrapping or PPF or both. So it's always 30, 35 minutes, and then we can do it.
So if you had to say, what's the biggest difference between you and your competitors around you, and why those customers with a lot of money and really nice cars, why they come to you? What would you say is the reason why they come to you?
At first, I would say it's nice to work together in this in our area. I know a lot of car wrappers around 50 kilometers, and we help each other.
That's good.
Very nice for me. Yeah, it's nice to be a part of this. And why they come to us? Because we can do the mix between car detailing and PPF or car wrapping. I'm also, or you can hear it, I say I'm also a little bit sick because of cars. I like nice cars. I like fast cars. And I think our customers can feel it, that I'm working with their cars like it's my baby.
You have appreciation for the car, I guess.
Yes, that's the right word, yeah.
So I know you mentioned it a little bit, that you also work with the preparation of the car cleaning and reconditioning. And I think I see you as a maniac when it comes to details and all of that. I'm not sure if I'm sure, but you come off like someone that like things in details, right?
Yes, of course. Details is more important. It's very important for me. I always say, take your time and do it right, so you can do the details before you do it twice. So I think I take my time for the details. Not everybody can see it, but these customers who love the details, who see it, they will come back with the other cars too.
I was talking with a mutual friend of ours, Rainer.
Rainer is, of course, he's a friend. Yeah.
And Rainer told me that you have this sick preparation when it comes to your car getting in. So you do all from cleaning, and you have a car a couple of days, and take us through the whole process, right? Okay. Once the customer decides they want a special vinyl, mm-hmm. and they drop the car, do you pick the car up? Do you go and get it? What's your whole process?
We can do what the customer want. Normally, the customer bring us the car on Friday morning, and we start preparing the car. We have our own wash station in our shop, and we are still washing by hand, 8 circles. We can talk about it later if you want. Or we can also take the car by a trailer, so you can drive your car in the trailer. It's safe and clean because it's a closed trailer. Mm-hmm. It's like a big box. Then we drive it in our company. We start to preparation and cleaning. And then if you want car wrapping, we wrap it. Or if you want PPF, if you do PPF before, we are polishing the whole car. And then we do PPF. And after that, we can also coat the rims, the vinyl, the PPF, or the glasses. Everything with ceramic coating.
So help me understand.
Yeah.
How many stations do you have in your shop?
Stations, we have 4 stations.
Are you working on 4 cars simultaneously, or do you have a team that you jump back and forth?
So we are a team where I have a team with 3 people, and including me, we are 4. We normally work on 3 to 6 cars at a time. Yeah. Because if you're ready with one, like PPF is ready, the car, it stays minimum 24 hours in our shop. Mm. Then we have a backup check, and then we give it back to the customer. And in this time, we are working on the other cars.
Got it. So is it like you, Tobias, are in charge of bumpers and another guy or another girl is in charge of doors?
No. 2 of us are in charge of preparing, washing, detailing, polishing, PPF, everything. 2 of us can also wash the cars, but a little bit better in car wrapping and tinting. But all of us, we can help each other. Everybody can do a little bit of the other parts.
Okay.
So we don't have this person is just for this and this for this. No, we are one team and we work together, and everybody can do everything.
Got it. So you said 8 circles, right?
Yeah.
And you got me thinking, what is that?
Yeah, okay. We drive in. We have our own wash station, so we can wash in summer and winter at the same time, or it's always the same temperature. We have 8 circles. We prepare. At first, we clean the paint from insects, tar, or rust film, or mm-hmm. the normal dirt who is on the street or on the car. Then we can do it hand wash, sponge.
Yeah, with sponge.
Sponge. And after that, we have kneed. It's like or stucked.
A clay remover?
Yeah, clay. The normal way is clay remover. Yeah. We do it with clay. Then we wash it down, and then we try the car. Yeah,
that's probably a whole day's work, right?
No, I think it's a work for 2 hours, two and a half hours.
You have to let it dry afterwards, so you're not touching the car.
Yeah, we let it dry. It stands by on its point, and then we work on the other car.
Okay, cool. So you guys have the setup made for private cars, right? And you work mostly with, if I get you correctly, it's pretty much a lot of sports cars, right?
Yeah, actually. So we start with tuning cars, like deeper, louder cars, okay. Yeah. But the last 5 years, we did a lot of PPF. And so the sports cars, Ferrari, Porsche, Lamborghini like this come more and more. Yeah.
So there comes my first question there.
Okay.
Are you a guy that finishes your PPF at the edge, or do you go around?
Both of them. We can do both. Yeah.
What do you prefer?
I prefer the edges. We don't go around at the edges normally, but on the sides and something like this, we go around. Yeah, it's difficult to say. We take our time with the customers and talk a lot of them. Some of them say, no cutting, nothing. So we just use the XPEL.
Pre-cuts,
yes. Some of the people say, yes, do please pre-cuts, but a little bit professional. So we prepare it on the computer. On the lines, we do it 2 centimeters more material. Then we can go around. Yeah, but on pre-cuts, the corners are cutted. They are free. And I think it's always okay if the corners are free and cutted.
Got it.
Because it's always PPF, yeah.
So I guess you use XPEL, right?
Yes, of course. We use XPEL since 2015.
That's a while. Okay, all right. So I think I heard you mention something about that you also work as a trainer, right?
Yeah, I started working as a PPF trainer in 2019-2020 for XPEL. And it's a very nice part for me, or it's a new step for me after 10 years, to help other rappers for preparing the cars right and do the right parts or steps for PPF.
What's the hardest thing to teach?
The hardest things to teach is if you have someone who is a car rapper who would work with PPF like vinyl, like car wrapping products. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think PPF and car wrapping are definitely different. It's like an apple and a banana. Yeah, it's these are vegetables, but not more.
It's a good comparison there.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so as an XPEL trainer, right? Do you do large groups? Do you do smaller groups? What would you recommend someone, for example, also, let's say you have a wrapping company that they get questions every week. Oh, do you also do PPF? And they say, no, we don't, sorry. And they decide, okay, let's get school in PPF.
Okay.
What would you recommend them looking for? Because maybe they don't have XPEL in their countries. What kind of things do they need to look for when they're searching for a training?
Oh, if they're searching for a training, I think the easiest way is the Rap Institute. Just online.
Good answer.
It's the easiest and best way for every rappers, for everyone around the world. Get a membership on the Rap Institute. And you can see and learn a lot in these videos. But the best part will be to take a lesson with a professional trainer. In our lessons or our classes, there are not more than 5 people. So you have enough time to teach each. That's our way.
Mm-hmm.
We have in Germany just 3 to 5 people in one group. And 2 trainers for 5 people.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. Yeah, sure. So what do you prefer doing? Raps or PPFs?
Actually, PPF.
Why?
For me, it's much easier.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You're working on the PC. You see your parts and then you can rap it. It's so easy. If you understand PPF, it's like reading a book. It's like reading a cool book, yeah. You have to understand it, and then it's a lot of fun to work with PPF on pretty nice and new cars. Normally, you do a lot of PPF on new cars.
I mean, you've been working with PPF for at least 6 years, right?
So, yeah, yeah. We started 6 years ago.
So you are kind of like involved in 2 sides of the industry, right? The PPF side and the wrapping side. What's your thoughts on the future? Where do you think the industry is going?
Oh, that's hard. For color change, I think it's always normal car wrapping. But actually in Germany, or also in our shop, we do a lot of PPF. I think the future, or I hope the future will bring much more PPF in our shop. But the future for expensive cars, I think it's PPF. And for the normal cars, just changing the colors, it's always also car ripping.
What do you think will be there at a point where we as rappers get to buy wrapping vinyl with a PPF function on the top layer?
I have still worked with this product also at the ISA in the Rap Institute. That was a cool lesson or part of the Rap Institute for us. But colored PPF, actually, I think it's cool for black hoods, something like that, or carbon, PPF carbon. I think it's the only carbon you can put on cars and looks like real carbon.
Right.
But colored PPF, actually, I don't see it. Maybe in 2 years or something like that, but actually I don't see it so much because it's too expensive, I think. The product and also, yeah, to work with them, actually it's too expensive for the most of the people. Yeah.
So I've been also told by Rainer that you are pretty involved with a German organization called, I hope I say it right, GEWA, right?
GEWA, yes. GEWA.
What's GEWA for everyone out there that doesn't live in Germany?
GEWA is a separate certification. You have a test. They will check your company and also how you work. And GEWA is a group of car rappers who work together. And they are still working together to have a high quality level in Germany or actually also in Europe. Yeah, that's GEWA.
So why do you think a GEWA association is needed in Germany and in Europe or maybe in the rest of the world?
It's needed because it's also good for the car rappers, for the companies. You can show you have the certification of GEWA and you're working on a high level with big or good quality. And it's also good for the customers who haven't so much knowledge about what's normal, what's okay, and what's bad. And you can see all these points on the GEWA page on the internet. And before you can go in a shop to inform you, you can get a lot of information on the internet page. Yeah,
because I did a little research over at GEWA page, and I thought there was a lot of information to gather from there. By the way, what's the address to GEWA?
Yeah, GEWA.ev.
EV.com,
yeah.
All right. So I thought I found a lot of pretty good information, pretty detailed information, a lot of pictures showing what is good, what's not good.
Yeah.
What's the whole train of thought with GEWA? Do you take lessons before you do the test, or do you do the test and then they score you after that, or how does it work?
You can book some lessons like in Rainer's Rap Institute in Munich or separate 5 other trainers for color change. They come in your shop and train and work with you alone. And if they say, hey, come on, you're fine, you work good, you can do or you can book on a separate day the test. It's about 8 hours. You have to work 8 hours.
Wow.
And they'll check your work, your car, the car, the bumper, the hood, one side, one mirror, one door handle. And they also check your company. So how is your working station? Is it clean? Do you have enough light? Do you have the perfect papers and information for your customers? All this, they will check it. And then you will get the GEWA certification. If it's everything fine.
So those who don't really make it in the first try, why do they usually fail?
Maybe they cut at the paint.
Ah, is that the most common?
No, not really. But if you work really good and you have one cut in the paint, so you damage the car and then you failed. Maybe something in your shop is not so good as we would like to have it. Something like that, yeah. We also started actually with GEWA PPF trainings and PPF certifications. So this is another part for GEWAR and all of us in Germany.
Got it. All right. So, and like you said, GEWAR is not only in Germany, it's also in Europe.
Yeah, I think they started in Switzerland and Italy, but I'm not so sure. You have to talk with Robin. Robin Boes. Do you know Robin?
I know. We've spoken to Robin in the podcast as well.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
A lot of knowledge.
Yeah. And Robin, he is for Europe. He's the person who is working for Europe, actually, because he has a lot of languages. He's perfect for this part.
That's right. So it's Robin Boes, B-O with two dots and S's, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So yeah. Okay, got it. So I've seen pictures of a really small car you have in your shop. I think that's an electric one, right?
Using the small hot rods.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, no, it's fuel. It's with fuel.
It's with fuel, okay. Yeah, yeah. That's right. All right.
Yeah, they are pretty cool, but that's not so hard to work with these cars. But they make a lot of fun to drive with them.
I've seen you done...
drift in the winter.
Yeah, thank you. Drifting, right?
Yeah, yeah, we did last summer, me and my company, we did, a trip. Mm-hmm. Tour. One day with these cars, so just for fun, to relax and have fun with these cars. And after this tour, I talked with the guys in the shop and said, oh, come on, so sad. We have 20 of these cars. They are all white. Why do we have just white cars? Yeah, painting is too expensive, something like that. So yeah, no problem. Bring me one car. I'll show you. We can wrap it. If you want, we can do the other cars tour. And this, we started car wrapping the small hot rods.
There you go.
Yeah. So I think we did this or last year and this year, I think around 10 cars. Now 10 are wrapped and 10 are white. Our goal is to have 20 wrapped cars of this hot rod.
One at a time, right?
Yeah. I think at the end of the year, we'll have 15 cars.
So what's been the hardest project you've been involved in?
The hardest project was a big trailer, not a trailer, but a camper. It was a camper. Mm-hmm. We wrapped it with more than 120 square quadrat meters.
Oh, it's a big one.
Yeah, it was a really big one. And from white to black matte, including a 2 meters skull, burning skull.
Okay, yeah. I get that. Okay, so with a special customer, maybe.
Yeah, it's like a rock star. So a car, yeah, looks like a big rock star trailer or camper.
I can see it in my imagination.
Hard. It wasn't hard, but it was a little bit different, like the others' cars. Every car has one or two small parts. They are always hard. But that's one point I love on this job. We don't wrap the same car so much times.
Right.
So we have always some different parts on the car. Yeah.
What would you say would be your dream car to wrap?
Oh, my dream car to wrap. Yeah, it's always a Lamborghini. All Lamborghinis. I like Lamborghinis since I am a small boy, and I hope we can do a lot more Lamborghinis, because with PPF they are really pretty easy to wrap. With templates they are easy. Yeah?
I thought you were gonna say maybe a Bugatti or a Koenigsegg, something like that, but okay, Lamborghini works also as well.
No, nice Lamborghini car is enough for me. We can do Bugattis also, but Lamborghini will be nice. It's okay. Our expensive cars was a Ferrari with 1.2 million euros.
That is pretty expensive.
Yeah. So.
All right. Okay. So let's have you give some advice, right? To someone that it's maybe starting out, has been in the business a couple of years, is doing a couple of special cars, customized cars, personal cars, but wants to take it to another level, right?
Yeah.
What recommendations would you give that person without knowing too much about that person?
At first, I think you have to do your own mistakes so you can learn a lot of your own mistakes. And every mistake is an enrichment to learn more.
So cut your own car. That's the first one, right?
So, okay, you would like to start at the beginning before something. Yeah.
No. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Advice is try it on your own car, try it on the car of your mother and your father, and try it on the car of your girlfriend, and work respectful with the cars. And you have to do a lot of courses or lessons, also trainings. We actually do also one or two trainings a year, because you can learn every time and everywhere. So if you start with car wrapping or PPF, do a lot of trainings, please.
Okay. All right. So I have a couple of quick questions for you. What is your preferred vinyl?
Oh, my preferred vinyl. PPF or car wrapping?
Oh, PPF, I know it's Expel, but let's do car wrapping.
Okay. About car wrapping, gloss. Yeah, gloss or matte is always Oracle.
Are you an Oracle guy? Okay, all right.
Yeah, I wrap a lot with Oracle because the gloss is pretty nice. And if you know how to handle the material, you can work pretty good with them. Yeah. The separate or the next company will be Avery, but just matte, not gloss.
You sounded pretty sure about that one. So I'm not sure if I can ask you why.
Yeah, I think you can see the glue lines in some gloss vinyls. Yeah. So this is why I just take Avery with matte material. Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. So what is your preferred tool at the moment?
It's the my preferred tool at the moment is from Yellow Tool, the Wrap U Easy for the mirrors.
Yeah.
It's also from Rainer. And for PPF, I like the Ape Squeegees. Do you know the Ape Squeegees? The
blue, I think, and I know red. Which one you're referring to.
The blue and red one, and in front is a big ape head.
Yeah.
I think it's the perfect squishy for PPF.
Oh, okay. Got it.
And for car wrapping, I just use my knife and let's go.
Are you like Rainer? You use your hands instead of a squishy?
No, I use a squishy.
Rainer has a special technique with the hands and the fingers.
Yeah, finger techniques. Yeah, I know the technique for the corners. It's pretty cool, for the corners, but you also can use your squeegee for the corner, yeah.
Yes, you can always use your squeegee, that's right.
Yeah, but actually, if you say Rainer, I have to say I'm pretty happy to know him. I know him for 4 years. I met him at the training, and after that, I think he's so inspired for people and also for me. After I met Rainer, I started with the Avery SE certification, and then the GEWA certification. I'm pretty happy to know him, and I love it to work with him because it's always a lot of fun, and you can learn every time something from Rainer Lotz. That's really cool.
He has hundreds of new ideas all the time.
Always. I don't know how he can do and handle it. A lot of ideas, a lot of work with his company, a lot of work with the Rap Institute, and he has always so much fun. That's so cool. I like it.
He's a good DJ also as well.
Also, he's a good DJ. He is also good at fishing, and
I don't know that.
You didn't know, and a lot of other parts. I think when Rainer is starting something, he will be good or better than good.
Got it. Yeah. I agree. I agree with you.
Yeah.
So, Tobias, before I let you go, is there anything interesting you can tell us about yourself and the and your company in the future that's coming up that might be interesting for us to keep an eye on?
Oh, about myself, I think I'm not so interested as a people.
I think you're lying.
Okay, thank you. No, I for me and my company, I hope we can work, go on, and have a lot of more nice supercars in our company. That's the part for my comp for us. And I hope we can meet us together personally, you and all the other car rappers around the world, on some exhibitions to I see agree, the people hope. Personally. And I hope, or I will do with Gevar and something, or with Rap Institute and something like that, I hope we can work much more together to help each other. And yeah, I hope that's the part I hope for the car rapping or PPF group companies around the world.
Well, I agree with you, but I also would like for you to tell the audience, if they want to find you on Instagram or Facebook, what do they need to search for?
Just on Instagram, Fulian Factory. I think there are two, but the bigger one is our company with the green logo. On our Instagram account, you can find once a week a live video of about our cars and how we work with them. Also on Facebook, Fulian Factory, or our internet page is fulianfactory.com. You can see a lot of things there. And you will see me the next years, or you can also see me at the Rap Institute, actually, and I hope at next years too. So if you would like to see some product or learn videos, go to Rap Institute and have fun.
All right, Tobias. Well, I surely also hope to see you soon once we get to travel a little bit more than we do right now at the moment. And yeah. Give you a large hug and say hello to you then.
Yeah, of course. We can. I hope so. It will be so much better to see the people personally than to see them on Instagram or on a video or something like that. Yeah.
Okay, Tobias, thank you very much for taking your time and being a part of the show. We'll see too that people get all the information how to contact you on Instagram and Facebook as well. So yeah, they have everything.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Simon. See you.
Bye.